need some water.
Hot so, in there?
It was a little bit. But it's all right. What do we need? Let's go.
So after you've had some time to look at some film, you know, how are you satisfied with the effort you saw from the defense last week?
You know, yes, I am. It's interesting how you see one thing, I guess, because you just want it so perfect. Like I told you after the game, you know, my biggest fault is I want it to be great and not good. But I was satisfied. We ran hard. We played hard. As I said earlier, I didn't have confidence in my substitutes at outside backer. So Bo and Tony played way too many snaps, and I need to change that. So that was on me. We will change that. But I got to make sure I get some guys ready, because we need to stay fresh and sharp so we can run like we like to run and play like we like to play. But yeah, overall, yes, I was more pleased than displeased. You're never going to be 100%.
How far into your game planning have you gotten for Virginia and for Watford specifically?
Well, we're basically everything's in. But the good news is some things will get thrown out. You know, we'll practice again tomorrow. And then when we get to a point where if I feel like we don't have something, you know, we've added some things, doing more things. If I feel like we don't have something, that's the easy part. Taking something out is easy. Putting something in is a lot harder. So we put it in early in the week, see if we can do it, take our lumps, fight through it, tax their brains. And if it sticks, we keep it. If it doesn't, we throw it out. But our game plan's in.
How do things change for you traveling across the country, especially when you play so many young guys? It's the first real road trip for a lot of these guys.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. That's just the nature of the beast. I guess I'll say it this way. As an older guy, I wish the game was at 12:30 Eastern instead of 12:30 Pacific, because then I'm going to get home about midnight and I'll be really tired. So actually, that's the only thing I'm displeased about, is the fact that I'm going to get home too late, okay? And I like sleep, which I don't get much during the season. But other than that, because you want a real answer, but that's the only thing that's really bothering me. Other than that, I think that it'll be interesting for some of these young puppies to be played in a way, in an atmosphere that people don't like you. And it's just us kind of mentality, and we'll see how we handle that. You know, this team has been pretty good for the most part on the road, because they've been pretty good. You know, haven't been many losses, but Virginia's coming off a good win against BYU, and I'm in hopes that that they've got our attention, and that we'll go out there and play a good game. And I can never predict any of that stuff. If I could, I'd be making a whole lot of money in Vegas, and I wouldn't be standing here having to answer these questions. I'd just be kicking it.
It's supposed to be pretty humid. Do you envision maybe substituting a little more liberally to keep guys fresh?
Absolutely. I want to do that wholeheartedly, young man. I have to feel comfortable with the substitutes. Yes, we're going to fix that little issue there.
And back to Saturday, you played a lot of younger players. Any impressions of how they did?
Rodney Provo played really well. He might have zigged when he was supposed to zag, but the end result was he got made some tackles. He caused a sack and a fumble and made some tackles in the open field and played really well. So I was pleased by him. I just need to get him more reps in learning the defense. It's really hard for a young guy, but we'll bring him along, and I can call simpler things when he's in so that he can play fast, but because we need to play more guys.
Nick, you said you wanted to try to go 23 to 25 in the rotation. After one game, do you get a sense you're going to have those kind of numbers?
Yes, because I think we have 7 D linemen. I know we have 6 DBs, so that gets us to, 13 if my math's correct, and we can find 8 at least 2 deep. That's 21, 9, I'll make it 22. Yeah, we can do that. We're going to have to do that. You know, we're going to have to be able to play Raheem and Malone and Hardwick and Joe Walker inside and Tyson, and then be able to play Tarodney and Bo and Frenchie and Washington, and then Tyson some outside too. Yeah, we can get to 22, 23 that I think can play. It's just tough when you're, you know, I just wanted us to be really solid against Nicholls State in the first game, and I knew the outcome was probably going to be in our favor, but I wanted us to be play really well and smash and not just be good. That's why I kept those guys in longer. I didn't want them to score.
Where would you like to see improvement from last week to this week?
Always in their knowledge of the game, and I think we could continue to run better. Our knowledge of the game is always will continually be growing and testing that, and I'd like us to couple that with knowing our opponent better. You know, Sun Tzu, Art of War. I'll just cut to the chase. If you know yourself as well as your enemy or your opponent, you need not fear 1,000 battles or 1,000 games. But if you only know one side of it, yourself or the other guys, you're going to be 50-50. So I'd like us to improve on us knowing ourselves better and also knowing our opponent better by studying film and understanding what's happening before it happens. Kind of like maybe a coach does, but coaches don't play.
What concerns you about Virginia?
Everything. I mean, you know, let me rephrase that. I don't really have a concern about any team we play, and that's with all due respect. What concerns me the most is how we're going to do what we need to do effort-wise, intelligent-wise, tackling-wise to fix something.
Some more in execution.
Some more in execution of us, and then Virginia has a good team. So that's not a disrespectful statement. I mean, it really comes down to how are we going to play, how are we going to handle our business is what I'm more interested in. If the other team is better than you, then they're just better than you. As long as you do all the other things. I can live with that.
Given that you're facing a quarterback who can hurt you with the legs too and get outside the pocket, what happened last weekend with Terrence's hit, how much has that been talked about in terms of when the quarterback gets outside the pocket and gets to that point where maybe he's going to slide? Where do you draw the line there?
It's a tough one, Eric. It's still a tough one, Eric, because I don't, you know, it was a bang-bang hit, and I don't want to belabor it. You know, I just hopefully keep our head back. You know, if you keep your head back, you don't leave with your head, you're not going to ever get called for that penalty. But the bottom line is, that's a tough one. I mean, it's 4th and 1. Let's have the same scenario. It's 4th and 1. The game's on the line. The quarterback scrambles out of the pocket. He can make the first down. I'm coming to tackle him. Am I going to stay high and let him run over me, or am I going to get low and try to get him back? You know, I'm not making excuses. I understand the rules. Just hopefully keep our head back. You know, but I don't think it was malicious. Should he have had a 15-yard penalty? Absolutely. Should he have been thrown out? I don't know. I guess I should let that one rest. But you got to realize now you're out on an island. It's 4th and 1. The game's on the line. Here comes the quarterback running full bore. How do I know he's going to slide? So do I stay up high and let him run me over for a yard? Or do I get down low and try to get and come with a lot of thrust to make the tackle? And then he slides. So I think I answered that question as best I can, but we have talked about it ad nauseum.
You've obviously coached